Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, I send my peace greetings to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, all around the globe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi in IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We want to see how the Prophet used to give charity. What was the conduct of the Prophet when he gave charity to beggars, to the poor, the destitute, and the weak? Let us see in the book of Al-Mahasin, in the advice of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to Ali alayhi salam, until where he said, and sixth, the narration which Allama Tabatabai mentions here starts with number sixth. He does not mention the previous ones because it hasn't anything to do with charity. So we will start also with number sixth. And sixth, follow my sunnah with regards to prayer, fasting, and giving charity. As for charity, be persistent in giving it until you say to yourself, I have been extravagant. Here, the noble Prophet is recommending Ali alayhi salam to follow his sunnah, because following the sunnah of the Prophet will ultimately take you to paradise and also ultimately take you to everything that is good in this world. And he says, give, do prayers, fasting, and give charity. As for charity, be persistent. Give continuously. Don't say that I will give once every single year. Don't say that I would give charity once every 6 months. Don't say I would give charity every 1 month or once in a month. No, you have to give charity a little bit more than that. He says, be persistent in giving charity. Now, that could be once in a month. It could be once in a week. It could be once in a day. It depends on the amount that you are giving. It could be different amounts. It could be money. It could be clothes. It could be shoes. It could be toys. There are different things. It could be pens and books and so on and so forth. So charity does not mean only money. As for charity, be persistent. So give continuously. You know, have smaller intervals in between, for example, once in a week or at least once in a month, and giving it until you say to yourself, I have been extravagant. That means that basically you give so much that you think that you're doing israf, all right, you're wasting. But that is a certain limit, that when you feel that you have reached that limit, you stop. You stop by giving that amount. So you give every single day, or you give once in a week, or you give once in a month. What can you do in a situation where you don't have poor people surrounding you? You can put money aside. You can put those charities aside and give it on a later date. You can transfer that money to other countries where they are in need of those kind of funds. Or you can give charity as toys or devices that you do not need anymore to other welfare organizations in your country.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa, ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa,
Mustafa.
But what about those countries who have groups of beggars, organized groups of beggars coming and begging for money, and all of that money goes to their master, and it's organized, and they are not considered as poor people, people who are in need, but they are considered as people who are begging as an occupation, a job, basically. That is not recommended. We're not recommended to give money to these kind of people or to these systemized and organized beggar or beggar groups which are in our countries, may it be Scandinavian countries, may it be in the US, may it be in Western Asia or Eastern Asia. We have it all around the world. And that is not recommended to give charity to these kind of people and these kind of organizations. In another narration from Abi Abdillah, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, the noble prophet never turned away a beggar, ever. If he had something, he would give it to him. Otherwise, he would say, may Allah grant you what you need. And if you do not have anything on you at that moment, pray for that person. The Prophet of Allah used to pray for that person. He said, may Allah grant you what you need. And that is something you can do also. Or, for example, it is mentioned in another narration that the Prophet used to give sadaqah as a smile. You smile towards that person, and that is a sadaqah. You do not always need to give something, an amount, or a tool, or a device, or a clothes, or shoes, or toys, or pens, or books. You can smile towards that person, and that is considered a sadaqah. Now here again it says that the Prophet never turned away a beggar. Again, we did not have organized beggar groups at that time. Those people were really, really beggars, not as an occupation, not as a job, but they were real beggars who were destitute, weak, and they needed that money for their sustenance, for their food. And the Prophet never ever turned away those kind of people. And that is again an outcry to us that we should not do that either. This has been narrated in numerous books of both the school of Ahlul Bayt and the school of Ahl Sunnah. Some similar narrations have also been mentioned in other sections of these two books. In another narration, it is said that Sayyid Ibn Tawus in Al-Muhaj, in a hadith where he is referring to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, we, the Ahlul Bayt, do not take back anything that we have given in the way of Allah. So when you make the intention to give a gift, to give a charity, and you give it in the way of Allah, number one, you do not you should not expect anything back. Number two, you do not take anything back when you have made that intention to give in the way of Allah. And if that person X wants to give it back to you for any reason, you should not take it back, because that is not the sunnah of the Ahlul Bayt. When they give something in the way of Allah, they give it and they never take it back. In Al-Makarim from Abu Abdullah, who said, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, I will never leave three things: riding an unsaddled donkey, eating on a mat with the slaves, and feeding the beggar with my own hands. What the Prophet means here with riding on an unsaddled donkey is to being humble. That was the most humble way to ride on those days, that you would ride on a donkey instead of a horse or a camel. You would ride on a donkey. And that would be even more humble. That person would be more humble if he would ride on a donkey which was unsaddled, didn't have any saddle on the donkey. That would be even more humble. And he would eat on a mat with the slaves. So when a person entered a gathering, he would not know who the Prophet was. He would not behave as other kings in the region. And that's all for today's program, dear brothers and sisters. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.